Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. That soundscape was composed especially for a work premiering tonight at the Pabst Theater. The piece, called Pull, was choreographed by Milwaukee Ballet leading artist Nicole Teague Howell. The composer is MIAD grad and Milwaukee-based artist Luxie. Their collaboration is one part of an evening of new dances presented by the ballet called Milwaukee Mixed.
Teague Howell and Luxie joined me in the studio recently to talk about their process, and Teague Howell explains the idea behind the entire production.
Going into this production at the Pabst with Milwaukee Ballet, we've been given the opportunity to work with local musicians. That was the whole idea behind Made in Milwaukee, Milwaukee Mixed.
So what was it about her music that appealed to you?
It was the feeling I got listening to it. She expresses herself, I feel, through her sound, and I thought it would be the perfect thing to put movement to. I saw movement immediately. That was really important to me.
Luxie, were you surprised when she approached you? Have you ever had any of your music choreographed to before?
I have not, actually, and I was surprised, very much so, to see her name pop up in my email and hear about the project and everything, but it was really just an amazing opportunity, so I definitely jumped on that, and we met a couple times, and I got really good vibes from Nicole, and thought we would work together really well, and I was just super happy to be part of the collaboration with the Milwaukee Ballet.
Now, you have composed music for your own work before, because you're a MIAD grad,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
And so you've done that multimedia thing. What was
Definitely.
Different this time, working with a choreographer and then with dancers on stage?
I guess I would say the main difference is at some point you have to give up control of your artwork and kind of trust someone to take it to the next place. And I definitely trusted Nicole to choreograph something amazing to it, and she definitely has. Yeah, it was just really an amazing process.
Did you find that you had to change anything? And when you two would be working on things, did you ever come to her, Nicole, and say, you know what, I need something slightly different here. Can you do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
And that was okay.
Happened.
That was a fine.
Yeah, definitely. I knew that inevitably there were going to be changes, especially with working in live theater and with dancers. There was going to be so much that was necessary for the timing to be just right. So it was mostly timing things that we worked on, like speeding things up or slowing them down, and creating dynamics. So there's some moments that drop down to almost silence with just breathing. And some moments that are really big, like finale style. And yeah, so it was all sorts of different things.
Well, what's really interesting to me is that the kind of music that you create is multi-layered as well. You've got voice, you've got synthesized sounds, you've got all kinds of things layered on top of each other. It's not necessarily like an orchestral piece that maybe a more traditional ballet, although those are layered too, but the sounds tend to be much more traditional, if to use that word. And so to find those layers and then to be layering the actual movement on top of that must have been a really interesting process.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's been fantastic. And that's what this production is about. You know, it's not necessarily traditional or what you'd expect or anything you've seen before.
Can you give us more of a hint than that? I mean, is it a different movement vocabulary?
It is, yeah. I mean, as a choreographer, each choreographer has different movement vocabulary. I, being a classical ballet-trained dancer, obviously come from that classical tradition, and moving into contemporary work is something that everybody has to do in this profession at this level.
When you do that, are you taking the vocabulary of ballet and then stretching it, of traditional ballet, you know, for those of us who have no experience with
that? You could call it that. It's kind of why I chose the name pole for my piece, because classical ballet pulls your body in different directions, and when you just mold your dancers to express different things through their body, you get different movements.
But you have a different name for the piece of music,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
It's not pole.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It's All I Wanted, and it's featuring an old friend of mine and colleague. His name is Todd Umhofer, so I had him do the male vocals on the track. But yeah, it's kind of natural that they have two different names, because I feel like they're almost their own things. Also, like, I plan on releasing the audio by itself as an EP. That's just a 15-minute long track after the performances are done. And so I'll probably name it All I Wanted. And then, yeah, seeing Nicole's piece, Pull, it definitely has that feeling. And I think it definitely crosses over with the lyrics and the song, and just with the movement of the dancers itself.
So is this a collaboration that you two would like to recreate at some point, doing some other pieces?
Yeah,
I would love to.
It's been awesome.
So do you find that you feed off each other?
Definitely. I definitely feed off of her music. And from the moment we met, we talked about creating something, you know, from scratch. And
yeah, definitely.
It was very collaborative.
It worked out perfectly with getting paired together. And well, you selected me, but I think it was definitely a good choice.
And so what would you like to do if you, you know, once this is done, what kinds of things do you see yourselves working on together in the future?
Well, this has been an amazing opportunity for myself and this company with the direction of Michael Pink, what he's been able to give us as dancers, this newfound freedom to become something else, to grow as a dancer, as a person, as a choreographer. So, I mean, if I ever had this opportunity again, I would love to work with Alexia, and we could make something almost completely different.
Yeah, I feel like we're both, like, not scared to go outside the box, so we could really push, like, the boundaries in that area for sure.
Well, you know, Nicole, if you ever start your own company, you have a built-in composer.
Definitely.
Yeah, I guess that's how it works. You meet people.
And you create something. Yeah, I mean, if it works together, why not? You know, when you
I'd
think
be down
about
for
it.
That.
Yeah. And so once this, I mean, Nicole, obviously you're part of the company and you'll continue working with Milwaukee Ballet. Lexi, what's next for you?
Well, I'm currently undertaking a new project. I kind of try and do one big thing a year creatively. So aside from the Milwaukee Ballet track, which I actually finished in December, I'm moving on to a more multimedia kind of base style of working. So I'm actually teaching myself video game design, and I'm working in 3D kind of interactive exploratory kind of games, if you will, but they're more like interactive music videos. So I'm kind of trying to branch out in technology, kind of explore different things going on with that.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you both for coming in and telling us about this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Milwaukee Ballet lead artist Nicole Teague Howell choreographed Pull, set to an original composition by Milwaukee-based multimedia artist Luxie.
Their piece is one of five premiering at the Pabst Theater tonight in a Milwaukee Ballet program called Milwaukee Mixed. The ballet's annual production of contemporary dance runs through Sunday, and there's more information at WUWM.com.